Hola.
Welcome to Word to Your Mama, the podcast that amplifies diverse voices and celebrates shared experiences. Hosted by me, Ritzy P., a Latina creative entrepreneur with a background in art, music, and new web technologies. From Academy and Emmy winners to activists, artists, and builders, we celebrate the rich diversity of my multicultural tribe. There will be special guests, mad laughs, and absolutely no BS. Word to Your Mama drops every Monday on your favorite podcast platform. Estate planning. Do you have it? Do you even know what it is? Do you even know how it protects you? Well, this week's guest is Adriana Brava Esquire. That is correct. She's Mexican-American attorney. She's a legacy planning attorney. And let me preface this by saying that any information given during this episode is not legal advice. It's for informational purposes only. Informational purposes only. So Adriana Brava is one of my mastermind cohort hermanas, and we have an in-depth conversation about exactly what family wealth and health dignity solutions are. That's what she specializes now in now. That's what she specializes in now. And what we should have in place to protect ourselves and our loved ones when it comes to estate planning, what benefits come with having that set up. I mean, the benefits are crazy. Financial benefits, so that you're able to impart more money to your family. Like all these things that I had no idea. Very, very informative. Also, she talks about Madrina Legal, which is an arm of her business where she creates content in Spanish to teach our Spanish-speaking communities all about estate planning in a very fun, educational way. We also talk about the importance of community, how it's never too late to begin your estate planning, and something super important as learning how to ask for what you want and what you need. Very informative. So, yeah. I'm looking a little rough, but it's been a long day. But yes. So Adriana Brava, love her to death. What she's doing for the community. I mean, she's dope. She's a badass. You know, to be anyone, but especially first gen, getting into law school, graduating law school, and then passing the bar in California. So what she's doing is making sure that she pays it forward, using her platform to share valuable information with all of us and our communities. So let's get started. Hola, Adriana, how are you?
Hi, Ritzy. It's good to be with you.
So I wanted to start off our convo by just asking you, how are you doing? ¿Cómo estás?
How am I doing? You know what? I'm doing great. I mean, there's ups and downs in life, and I'm going through some rough patches. But honestly, I feel like my nervous system is calm. I've learned to manage that. I just had a future self experience yesterday, so that was good energy work. So doing okay.
That's awesome. The future self experience, you did that with our leadership coach. You and I are in a mastermind, at Wendy Amada, and she does this future self. So I've only done it virtually. Mm-hmm. So you got to do it in person. I'm sure that was magical.
Magical is a great word. It was amazing. It was energy work. Releasing things that don't serve us and gaining wisdom from our future self.
I love that. I'm going to have a link to Wendy Amada's stuff, because if she has another one, if she has a virtual one or if she has an in-person one, you guys have to do it, because it really has changed the game for me. And I always think there's moments when I'm doing stuff, especially right now where I'm in this big transition, and I think, what would my future self do? Right? The person that I envisioned, and how do I operate from that? And it's been like a game changer. Okay. So yes. Adriana, let us know, where were you born and raised, and where is your family from?
Okay. I was born and raised, I was born in Torrance, California, raised in Lomita, which is like this very small town right next to, San Pedro. I know a lot of people don't really know Lomita. And, currently I'm in Long Beach, California.
Nice. And where's your familia from? Is Mexicana? Like what's your roots?
Yes. I'm Mexicana. My dad is from Tepatitlan, Jalisco. Jalisco, and my mom's from Nayarit, Isla del Rio Nayarit. So,
oh wow, awesome. Yeah.
So
that's great.
You know, we got tequila in between those towns and Guadalajara. So, always fun to go back.
That's amazing. I have family from Nayarit, and one of my business partners, he's from Nayarit too. So I hear a lot of great stories from back in the days. So over the past years, how has your answer evolved when people ask you what you do?
Jeez, how has it evolved? I'm an attorney. I help people. I used to do workers' compensation, meaning I worked with people who got hurt at work. Lots of, really 90% of my clients were monolingual Spanish speaking people. And so now I've pivoted, and now I do estate planning, and I help people basically with their legacy planning, do estates, trusts, wills, powers of attorneys, just get their legal things in order so that they avoid money depletion and they create generational wealth.
I love that. And when doing research and looking at your site, you say that you're a family wealth and health dignity solutions. Can you expand on that just a little bit more?
Yes. So basically when I say dignity, I mean, there are terms in your life where you might become incapacitated, or you become older, or you're diagnosed with dementia, and you want to have a certain quality of life. It's very sad when you're going through that. And in fact, it's very real to me right now because my mom is in a situation where she's been battling cancer for a couple of years and she had a complication. It was not supposed to be a complicated test that she had, but there was a complication and she spent a few days in the hospital. And I mean, so I'm witnessing right then and there what it means to have some dignity in a time where you're just physically unable to care for yourself. So. Right. If you have some planning in place, it's a lot easier. And it's funny because it's very recently in the news, it just came out that Jay Leno had to go apply for a conservatorship for his wife. So she has dementia. And dementia is not something that's just like all of a sudden. Okay. So right. I'm an autism mom. I don't know if you're aware of that. But my son's on the spectrum. So it's like, it could be severe. It could be mild. And the same thing with dementia. It's a spectrum. So this isn't something that probably came on all of a sudden. This is something that he probably has been battling, but he waited a long time. So estate planning is not always about money because he has access to lawyers and he has money. Right. It's a lot of up here work that you don't want to deal with the fact that you will have a decline at some point in your life.
Right. No, mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. Like, I'd love to hear, and this is what we talk about a lot on this show, is the nonlinear career path, right? You were workman's comp, but you were doing it in Spanish, and then you use that and shifted to this, and you do it both now, this new practice, this new trajectory that you're on, you do it both in English and Spanish. And can you tell the folks what Madrina Legal is?
Okay. Yeah. So Madrina Legal is, I like how you said the non-linear trajectory, because a lot of what I've been doing lately, I feel is very organic. Like, I've made a pivot because I feel like I saw a need. And I didn't really see the need before until I started going through that, till my stepfather passed away and all that. So now that I'm doing the estate planning, I realized that there are not that many resources for Spanish speakers. And so I had this idea in my head for a long time of doing Madrina Legal. Madrina Legal is a story-based character. who makes estate planning kind of interesting and different, a little spicy sometimes. Sometimes she could instigate you, but she does it in a way that is loving, and because she cares about you and she wants you to take right. action. And that's what a madrina should do in my mind. She's somebody who's wise, and she's someone who wants the best for her godchildren. And right. and maybe those godchildren don't really want to hear it from their parents, so then maybe somebody else is a good person to hear it from. But I used to watch a lot of novellas. I don't know about you, when I was a kid. And so that inspired me too. I wanted to have kind of like this novella feel. So she's someone that I've recently, my brand, I've recently launched it, and it's still in an iteration. It's not, you know, my idea is not like fully formed, but it's coming together. And it will.
No, it's great. It's great in the content that you've already, a little bit of the content that you've already put out is fantastic, because it's such a deep, you know, subject.
Yeah.
This estate planning. We also, as a community, as marginalized communities, we don't know that it exists. First of all, that it exists, that we mm-hmm. need it, and how much it can help us. And the fact right. that you're doing it for our community, those that speak Spanish only, and you're bringing it to them, it's kind of like Mary Poppins, you know, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, because, yes. you know, you're funny, you know, you're super cute and you're funny. And it's just like, oh, you're making me laugh, but I'm learning these kind of, you know, big idea things that are really meant to help me and my family and the legacy of the family. So I'm super excited to see how Madrina Legal like just skyrockets, because I was fortunate enough to be in a room at a retreat where you said it out loud to us. And I don't know if you had said it out loud to anyone else, but no. the fact that it was the first time you said it out loud outside of your head.
Yes, it was.
Man, let me tell you the importance of being in community and feeling safe. You said it out loud to us that maybe you never said it to anyone else. And we were like, hell yeah, Madrina. Like, how come no one's ever thought of like, this is amazing? Like, it made all the sense. Like, knowing you, knowing your intentions, and knowing what you're trying to, the value you're trying to provide, right? Mm-hmm. And we were just like, no brainer, please believe it, trademark that shit. Like, it's on.
Yes. The value of community. I mean, it really is. It helps when somebody hypes you up. Because as it is, you've got something in your head that you've been mulling around for a while. You're like, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Maybe it's too silly. And when you say it, and you got all these hype people next to you, and you got one person being like, you got to get the handle, and you got another person talking about, you got to get the trademark. I mean, yes, that is what makes things happen, you know? It is absolutely so imperative to be in community.
Right. So going a little bit deeper into estate planning, how does estate planning intersect with business succession planning? Like, how it's important for anyone to have estate planning, but for those that are listening that are entrepreneurs and they want to see why it's important, like, well, it's important anyways, but why is it especially important if you're a business owner?
Okay. So if you're a business owner, you've got people who depend on you for payroll. You've got decisions that have to be made. You have to have someone who's going to be able to step in for you if all of a sudden you're either mentally or physically incapacitated. God forbid they're in an accident. You can't speak. Who's going to handle your business affairs? Who's going to access your funds in your bank account? Who's going to sign important documents for you? So all of those things are pretty easily handled through estate planning. You basically can come back to a full life instead of a life of chaos if somebody's been right. stepping in for you in the meantime. The other thing is, if you have business partners, you know, that's something you need to talk about, because if, say, someone's like in a partnership and they think, well, if my business partner passes away, they think like, oh, okay, it's all mine. And the business partner is like, no, this is going to be for my family. But, you know, if there's not written agreements, if there's not contracts, if there's not plans in place, then you might have an un, welcomed battle coming to your way.
Right. So. And when someone is incapacitated, there's a health issue, or further, someone passes away, that's already such a high stress, highly emotional place to be. So if you yes. have your things in order, you know, why not go the extra step and do the work and hire someone such as yourself to get everything in order for you, and for really it's for your family, right? Because you have to think Correct. About like what they have to deal with. So is it ever too late to get your estate planning in order?
I would say as long as you have mental capacity, it's not too late. That's really the big thing. If you've got some mental capacity, obviously, if you have physical capacity, you're in a coma and you can't, you know, even sign anything, that's a problem too. So right. unless you're there, then no, you've got some time still. So
right. Mm-hmm. And what kind, I'm curious, because you were dealing with Spanish speaking community before. Now you're doing in both languages. But you're really, I think you're, from what I hear, you're really focusing on everyone, but especially our communities. What is like some resistance that you get from people? Do you have to, like, who are the people that come to you? And even then, is there resistance?
Okay, there's a few big things. One is just superstition. Okay, Latinos are a superstitious people, you know? And they feel like if I talk about this, if I go forward with this, this means I'm going to die, you know, right. and I don't want that. So that's one thing. And that, you know, that's not true. People have had their estate plans in place for like, you know, 20, 30 years. You could change it if you don't, you know, if you want it. If you get a divorce, if people have entered your life, now they've left, maybe they predeceased you, you can change it, you know, depending on how you structure it. So that's one thing, is just plain superstitious. And you know, that's like, especially like these people like Jay Leno, you know, they got the money. It's like, there's no reason. There's no reason. You know, that's not an issue. Okay. The other issue is people have to talk it out because they don't really know what to do, especially blended families. Right. So I had a situation, sometimes you feel like you're in marriage counseling when you're talking to people
bet.
You could tell they've never talked about this before. And maybe they didn't know that, you know, they wanted to kind of disinherit this person because they're not financially responsible. And if you give them money, you know, it's just going to be a waste. And then, you know, you've got the other spouse who's like, oh, well, you know, I was just going to treat everyone the same. And they've just never really confronted having to talk about family members who may or may not waste everything, you know?
Right.
That's kind of the short story of that. So a lot of times people really don't, they don't confront things in their everyday life, right? And so when you have to actually put it in black and white, put it down on paper, then it forces you to confront some of these issues that you've been ignoring or just choosing to look the other way.
Right. Yeah, because it's difficult. I, you know, my mom passed away a long time ago, over 29 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to deal with that. But I'm in the age bracket where a lot of my really close friends are dealing with that now. And, you know, especially for the generation before us, it's, you know, you don't want to deal with your own mortality. You don't want to really think about that. And I think that's where a big hesitation comes from, right? We're like, no, mom, dad, we want you to just, you know, so everything's settled. You don't have to deal with it. And we don't have to fight over it. Like everything's da da da. And I feel like the resistance is like, oh, I'll do it later. But we don't know. There's not always later sometimes, you know?
Yeah. So we got the superstition, we got the lack of like, who's going to benefit from us. And then the third real big one is the lack of financial information, lack of access to knowing the tax benefits and just how money wise, this is so much in your favor compared to having nothing at all. So you're going to save on, if you die without plan, if you've got property, you have to go to probate. Probate court is basically where people go for a judge to help divide your assets up. You have to get an attorney. They basically get in California, at least, they get a percentage of your estate. So it's a lot more money than if you would just go pay someone up front. And then also you don't get the capital gain savings. So when you die with the trust, and if it's a living trust, you can avoid thousands of dollars in capital gain taxes. So basically, instead of giving it to the IRS, you're giving that to your kids or whoever's your beneficiary if you don't have kids. And so why would anybody make a conscious decision to be like, oh, I'm just going to pay the IRS an extra $80,000 instead of give it to my kids? Like, make that make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So you're wasting a whole bunch of money that you could be using these legal tools that the wealthy use all the time to benefit your own family members.
Right. I've learned so much from your content in the little amount of time that you've been putting it out. I'm super excited to learn even more. And along with you and the other creators that I see on TikTok, aka TikTok, I've been learning so much about estate planning, about how the rich, everyone has life insurance on everybody and what they use and how they take that out and the trust and all that. And I was just like, oh, they're playing chess.
They are playing chess. Yes.
And we don't even know that it's like they're playing chess, but our communities don't even know that chess exists.
No, we're playing checkers.
We're not even playing checkers. We're playing maybe loteria with the frijoles, like that. You know what I mean? And we don't even know that that exists. So I'm super excited for you to continue to bring us value, right? Because the amount of lives, like, content is, people are like, content creator. No. Certain ones, which I feel you are, especially with Madrina Legal. Gracias for listening to Word to Your Mama. I have a unique cross-section of guests on here because I'm a consultant who thrives at the intersection of creative innovation, tech, and community impact. There are a variety of ways we could work together, so check out BritzyPeriwinkle.com to learn more. Link in the bio.
This is your friendly reminder to take a deep breath. Este es tu recordatorio para que respires profundo. Take a deep breath in. Inhala profundo. Exhale as you observe your breath, letting all the air out. Exhala, observando tu exhalación, dejando salir todo el aire. Would you like to help me reach my mission of teaching meditation to 1 million children? ¿Te gustaría ayudarme a alcanzar mi misión de enseñar meditación a 1 millón de niños? I invite you to join me in the Decide Balance Oasis, a safe space where families can find bilingual meditations and mindfulness practices and so much more. Te invito a que te unas conmigo en el Decide Balance Oasis, un espacio seguro donde las familias pueden encontrar meditaciones bilingües y prácticas de atención plena y mucho más. Go to decidebalance.com for more details. I'll see you in the Oasis. Visita decidebalance.com para obtener más información. Nos vemos en el Oasis.
You're going to change and impact so many lives, right? You're going to get us.
So.
You are, like, you know, whether they go with you or not, the information that you're providing is so valuable. And we're here to change it up for ourselves. We're here to disperse the knowledge. Like, that is the goal of this, to amplify diverse voices. But at the same time, we're dispersing all this knowledge from all these amazing experts in the fields. So, muchísima gracias. Okay, so let's go to the questions and comments from the audience. First one we got, and if it's too much and you're just like, schedule something with me, let me know. What steps do my parents need to take so they're better prepared if anything happens to either of them? They have a house, retirement accounts, and life insurance. And this comes from Vero Estrada, a caring eldest daughter, life coach, and retreat host, and also our previous mastermind, cohort, hermana.
That's right. So, okay, I would say, okay, I do depend, like, I like to personalize it to, I want to know how old they are. I want to know, do they have any sort of health issues that we think they're going to need long-term health care for the next 5 years? Like, in the next 5 years, they're going to need nursing care. If you think that in the next 5 years, your parents are going to need nursing care, then you have to do something called Medicare planning. And that is where there's all kinds of trusts. There's revocable trusts, there's irrevocable trusts. And even within those, there's different types of trust, special needs trust, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you know for a fact that you're going to have to put your parents in some sort of nursing home, you need to go talk to someone who could help do Medicare planning. If they are, basically you have to kind of lose control of your assets is so that they don't come back and try to put a lien on your property, and your assets, because you're only allowed to have a certain number of assets to qualify for Medicare. And the rich do this all the time. So don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad about it. So you basically give control to someone else, like a trusting daughter. And so you put it in an irrevocable trust. There's, you know, there's ways around it. I just, you know, when you come to me, I ask you, what are your assets? What do you have? Because a lot of it has to do with, you know, how much your net worth, what are the chances that somebody's going to come after you? Because there are some exceptions now, especially in California. There's been some rules that have changed so that you can have a house and they're not going to come back, but up to a certain amount. So that it all depends too on the value of your house. But I would say if your folks are still kind of like, you know, young, and I would say, you know, maybe in their 60s, I still consider that pretty young in the grand scheme of things. I would just say they probably just go with the living trust for now. Then they control their own assets. And then I usually recommend also if they're kind of young that they do, it's sort of the trust that is fine and open while both parents are alive, while both spouses. But if one of them passes, then it kind of blocks it off from, say, a new spouse coming in and a new spouse taking over. You know, it's kind of an effect. Yeah. If you think Cinderella could have really benefited from estate planning. Okay. So,
right.
Because even as you're older, it's funny because actually Vero Estrada, I know she posted something one time and it was like this old couple who reunited after like, I don't know, 40 years, you know, they're very old. And I was like, well, I hope they have their estate planning because I don't know if this viejito's trying to take advantage of this viejita. I go, no, let's figure this out. So yeah, you want to avoid that situation. And so when you go talk to your parents, you know, talk to them about that and say, you know, would you want the other spouse to remarry? And if they did, I think, you know, you're wise to protect the assets now and to kind of make it frozen after the first spouse dies. You don't have to. I've seen it where they've left the 100% trust on the other spouse. Usually, I'll tell you this, usually if the husband dies first, you're okay. Because the mom's always going to take care. The mom's always going to take care of her kids, right? We know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But if the mama dies first and daddy's still, I would say be careful porque le van a hacer unos ojitos. Se va a volar. Be careful.
Right. Right. No, that's fantastic advice because I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm looking forward to putting that plan into effect when I do my stuff because, because let's keep it real. It doesn't matter how amazing your partner is, but if your partner's a dude and you pass, and especially if he's older and some young, pretty thing comes up to him, all bets are off. You don't know what happens, right?
That's right. That is absolutely true. 100%.
Let's keep it real and let's put those things in place. Now we know, kids, now we know that that's an option. So basically, I think is that there's so many different variables not, there's not one trust estate planning solution fits all. There's correct. So many different variables. There's so many things to plan for in the future, whether it's health and all these different things. What are the assets? And it's about going to the right person that has your best interest at heart, that's going to guide you through the process. And not only that, knows, like Adriana just mentioned, for California, there's certain things that might not be available in another state. So they also have mm-hmm. to be very familiar with the local laws when it comes to that, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So you gotta get someone really, really good, like Adriana over here. You know, I'm just saying.
Just saying. Go with someone. Best place you could find them, word of mouth. If you know right. someone, because a lot of people are listening are not in California. So if you know someone who already got it done, if they like their attorney, then that's, you know, try there. If you don't know anybody, then you call your local bar association. I always am a little bit iffy on just going off Google reviews or Yelp reviews, or definitely not because they're on the back of a bus, okay? Because right. there's people I've seen where people induce their clients, oh, give me a good review, oh, give me a good review, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's not a bad option. But like for me, I mean, I spent like 17 years working with almost Spanish-speaking people, and I have very little reviews because my people, these are the people that when the pandemic hit, they couldn't figure out how to hit, like, do a Zoom, you know?
Right.
And
right.
It's like very low tech, very, you know, labor, a lot of laborers that, you know, they're not trying to be doing Yelp reviews. So you can't always, I'm just saying, word of mouth is, I think, always a personal reference is good.
A personal reference, because you trust that person and you feel that if they're recommending someone, they vetted them for you, they wouldn't recommend someone that they didn't believe in, would had your best interest at heart. So I think that's great advice.
Right. So the
next question is, what is a living will and how to start one? This is from one of our current cohort hermanas, Mari Cruz Juan. She's a content creator, and that's her question. What is a living will and how do I start one?
Okay. Well, first of all, I forgot. I should have said this from the beginning. This is for educational purposes only. It is right. not legal advice. I am not creating right. an attorney-client relationship with anyone. You can only do that by signing a retainer. Okay. That right. said, for informational purposes only. So a living will is not a probate avoiding document. Mm. So if you have property, you don't want to just do a will. It used to be in the olden days, you know, people would be like, yeah, I'll do your will. Because you know what? In 20 and 30 years, when you die, I'm going to have a repeat customer when your kids come to me to do the probate, right?
Wow.
So you don't want to do that if you have property. If you don't have property, then it's a good tool for like your personal assets, as long as it's like kind of a small estate. Still, if you have a small estate, you don't, you know, there's ways around it, but you do need it, I think, especially if you have a child, a minor child. That would be the biggest benefit, because then you do a nomination for a guardian for your child in case, you know, if you're a single parent or if you both parents could die at the same time. So you want to name someone who you trust, someone who has your values that you know they're not going to be all giving them some different doctrine that you know, you're like, didn't want.
Right.
But you know, that's important for that. So a living will, it's not that hard to do a living will. I would say if you don't have a lot of assets, you don't even have a minor kid. You can do that. And it's not complicated. It shouldn't be too much to do that. So. Or, okay. I mean, there are, you know, I would say I don't always recommend like those legal services online because they just can't give you legal strategy, you know? That's the problem right. with those. But, you know, for some things it might be okay. So it right. just depends. It depends on all the situation, all what's going on, what are the assets, do they have minor children? But right. Yeah, a will is a good, it's a transfer tool, you know, a transfer, wealth transfer tool. But if you have it accompanying property, you still have to go through probate. So you do need a will and a trust.
Okay, great advice. Only for educational purposes only. Only
of
for
course.
That. So, Adriana, now it's time for the not so rapid fire questions, the AKA slow as hell questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I forgot about the rapid fire. Okay. All right. Let's do this.
The first one. What are three words to describe yourself?
Ooh, okay. Three words. Loving, it's amazing, pretty loyal too. Yeah. So that's awesome. What I would say.
I concur. Okay. The next one. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Okay. Can I say what the best piece of advice is that is in my recent memory? Can I say that?
Yeah.
The best advice that I received is say what you want. And I received that yesterday for my future self.
Ah, perfect.
And let me tell you the context, because I think sometimes, especially as Latina women, you know, we do a lot for others. And sometimes we expect people to do that for us. We, you know, it's an expectation. It's an unsaid expectation. It's common sense. It's common courtesy. Ya debe de saber, right?
Right.
And so it's very hard for us to ask for what we need because of conditioning that we received in our upbringing. You know, calladita, eres más bonita. You know, don't rock the boat. You know, don't cause any waves. Don't offend people. And so I think it really kind of blocks our chakra right here, you know, sometimes. And we don't want to ask for what we want. And it's important to ask for what we want. And
right.
For, you know, it's so simple. It's so simple in theory, but it's so hard in practice sometimes to just say,
right.
This is what I want. You know, I'm not,
right.
I'm putting my needs in front of others, and this is what I want and what I need. So I would say to make your desires known. They're important.
That's a bar, Adriana. Muchísimas gracias for the reminder, because that's the latest thing. I think, especially in this mastermind that we're in, I feel like a lot of us are in that transition where we're trying to get our brain to navigate from this point on with that in mind, right? Closed mouths don't get fed, right? So we have to tell the folks what we need, what we want, what we're trying to do, all those things. So that's very important. Okay, the next one is, what is the song that your go-to song for when you need to get hyped?
Oh, Green Day.
Green
Day. Green Day. Oh, God, why can't I think of it? Oh, shoot. I love that song. Oh, God. You know what? It's going to bother me now. It's going to bother me. Oh, shoot. You know what? I don't even know the name of the song. And my son just left.
It's a Green Day song. You'll text me later, or if it comes back to you before it's over, let me know. We're going to put it in the Word to Your Mama guest hype song playlist.
Yes. Please.
And it'll be in the show notes.
Oh, my God.
I believe... I thought, you know, because we have about almost 5 hours worth of music, because this is we're getting close to our 200th episode. So there's a lot of music on there. But if memory serves, I believe this is the first time Green Day is on there.
No, really? OK, no, because I will put that song. I don't care if I'm in the car. I don't care who's looking at me. And I'm rocking out. I'm so rocking out. And I don't even care, because it hypes me up. It hypes me up.
I love that. Love that so much. Okay. Final question, Adriana. What will be your legacy?
Oh, gosh. That's interesting, because I do legacy work.
Right.
You know what? My legacy work is being a cycle breaker. That's what I want.
See.
And it's funny, because when I was thinking about ask what you want, I was like, I'm so proud of myself that I have broken that cycle with my kids. My kids have some big asks, and they're not afraid. They're not afraid to tell me. They're not afraid to tell me. And I mean, I'm talking some wild stuff, you know, like my daughter's like, can we go to Paris for the weekend? I mean, like, you know, I'm just like, because, you know, because I would say that's my other kind of legacy is I love to travel. And so I want to kind of show my kids the world. And I think as an entrepreneur, I haven't been doing that much since I started my own business, because it's like, you know, building something. I don't have the cash flow I used to have. But, you know, not yet.
Not yet. Yes.
Not yet. But honestly, that is one of my favorite things to do is travel and to show my kids the world. So I'm a cycle breaker in that way, too, I guess. I didn't get to do that. Yeah, I didn't get to do that. And so I'm giving that to them. And you know what? That's something that is a legacy, because no matter what, no one can take that from them. No one can take the memories or the pictures that they have when they're babies and they're on the Eiffel Tower. I mean, you know, just it's cool. It's really cool. So cycle breaker, I would say, is the one I am.
Cycle breaker is huge, because you're breaking the cycle now with them, and it'll just continue, right? Like, they will continue to that legacy that you started of the cycle breaking. And travel is such an important thing. I feel like every person on this earth should travel, and at least once travel alone, do a solo travel trip, because you learn so much. And then also, when you take your kids, there's something priceless that they learn. It's such a learning experience, because you expose them to different cultures, food, you know, all these different types of experiences. And also, I think it's a great lesson, especially if you're a quality person such as yourself. They see how they watch by your example how you interact with people, from, you know, the flight attendant to the bellhops to, you know, the servers at the restaurant. It's those types of experiences that they take inside, that they see like, oh, that's how it's done. I'm going to follow in those footsteps. Like, I'm going to treat people the way my mama treats people, you know, with dignity and respect. I'm going to help people the way my mama helps people, you know, I'm going to do my Zumba classes with my mama.
Yes. That's the other thing. I mean, exercising, taking care of yourself, prioritizing yourself. That's not something I learned from my mom, because she was, you know, in survival mode, but I've really tried to show that to my kids. And another thing about travel is they get to see how, you know, how lucky they are. I mean, I remember with my son, we were in Mexico and we were, you know, just traveling around. We went to a Laguna, and you know, there's people there, there's a señora selling their bracelets, their handmade things, and they have, like, you know, babies that are sitting in cardboard boxes, you know, basically as their cribs, you know. And my son, he was very young when he saw that, but I mean I was like, you know, you need to see how other people live, because it's not all Long Beach, California, you know, Long Beach, California, but I mean, there's a diverse community, but, you know, you don't usually see little kids in baby boxes that are cardboard, you know?
Right.
So they need to see that they're privileged, and that not everybody lives like them, and that they are grateful for what they have, and that we can reach out to others who don't have. So it's a lot of learning. They learn so much more in travel than they do in school, honestly.
Right.
They can learn history. I mean, you know, you go look at lots of places in Italy and Greece. And I mean, I have a picture with my kid jumping in front of the, you know, a Greek, like, artifact there, you know, like, you know, it's just like, that is so much more learning for them than sitting down at their desk. No shade to schools. I support the teachers. I don't hate them. I support all the teachers, but I'm just saying, like, it opens up a lot of things to them that they wouldn't otherwise be able to see.
Right.
Know about. Yeah.
Right. Because it's tangible. They're there. They're experiencing it. They're looking at it. It's not in a textbook. It's not online. It's there. They're really feeling it and experiencing it. So, Adriana, muchísimas gracias for being here. Let the people know what you, you know, what you're up to, where they can find you, anything that you say will be, you know, included in the show notes, but let the people know, maybe some last words, whatever you want. This is your time to shine.
Okay. Well, you could always go to my website, fill out a contact form, you know, call me, it's on the website. You can find me at my local Zumba classes all the time. and I would just say, you know what? Don't neglect things, because honestly, it is so much more of a headache if you have to take care of this later. Do it. Be proactive. Use the law to your advantage. Do what the wealthy do, because the wealthy people, they are always taking advantage of any kind of tool. So we got to get a slice of that pie, okay? We're not asking for the whole pie. We're just asking for a slice, okay?
Right.
We're asking for a piece of it for ourselves too. And we're claiming it for our generations, you know, not just us. It's going to live beyond us. So, take action.
That's amazing. Muchísimas gracias, Adriana. Thank you for your time. And we'll see you later on.
We'll see you later. Thanks, Ritzy.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Do show me down. Yeah. There you have it, folks. Adriana Brava Esquire. I love that, right? Have that little Esquire. Beautiful, beautiful thing. Great information. Take notes, follow her, hire her, do all the things. Please believe it. I'm not just talking about it. I am about it. She will be doing our estate planning because I trust her. She's knowledgeable. And that's how you have to go. If you don't live in California, feel free to reach out to her, ask her. Or if you have someone, like she said, that, you know, you trust, you could do all that. Muchísimas gracias for supporting this. You know that there's all different types of ways that you can support free ways, like tell your folks, tell your peeps, tell your friends. And then, you know, we're on the YouTubes now for sure. You could buy something from the store and use code WTYM to get 10% off your entire order. As mentioned before, if you buy I Am My Ancestors Vintage t-shirt, send us a photo with you in it and what that phrase means to you, your name, your title, your organization, how you want to be listed. We'll make sure to post you in our feed, not just the story, folks, up in the feed, because we appreciate you, but we also want to continue to amplify diverse voices, because I think it's super important that we show up and show out and take up all the space. If you're listening to this when it drops on March 25th, then there should be a link in the show notes tomorrow, the 26th. I will be presenting live from Los Angeles at the Ambies, and I will be presenting three categories. And I had to approve, you know, the script. Also, they had us approve how the VOG, the voice of God, the announcer basically says our name and introduces us as we go onto stage. And it's a beautiful thing. I will do an episode probably in May because I turn 50, that it's a beautiful thing this year that everyone's from badges at conferences to now the voice of God, when they have to say my full name, they're saying my new old full name, because I've had this name forever, but I didn't know that that was really supposed to be my name. And it's my mom's maiden name, Rivera. So to see that they took the time to see my full name, and then it's AKA Ritzy P. Ooh. My artwork was just this weekend, was just at Una Canción in Mexico City. And it had my art piece, I Am My Ancestors Vengeance, that has a photo that I took of my abuelita and my mom. If you don't know, they passed away 25 and 29 years respectively. And this year, so to have them up at an event in Mexico City is special on so many levels. And then, like I mentioned, I'll be at the Ambies and they will say my mom, my full name, which includes my mom's maiden name, with Ritzy P, I mean, it's levels upon levels upon levels. Okay, so would you say, my guys, for all this, get ready because we have an incredible April coming up. This is the last one in March. And yeah, just you know, stay ready. Stay ready. And as always, we reap. Word to Your Mama is owned and produced by Ritzy P. Intro beat produced by Nico Beats. For partnership inquiries and contact info, check out wordtoyourmama.com. And as always, Word to Your Mama is brought to you by RitzyPeriwinkle.com.
And now, introducing the Supernatural Bear Corner.
Supernatural Bear Burp!